Blue Sky Radio's community call out. Today we're in Congleton. We've come along to meet up with members of the team of Vision. Vision supporting the mental health of children and young people and also their families. They're based not only in Congleton but also in Crewe. Let's find out a little more then. Katie Lee and Linda Desar, members of the team, are here with me. Hi guys.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for your time. Don't be frightened of the microphone. Firstly, for listeners to Blue Sky Radio who are not aware, if I can come to you, Katie, how long has Vision been operating then?
So Vision's been running since 1994. It's our 30th anniversary this year.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary. And Linda, how big a team are you?
So we have a team of approximately 40 members of staff, 34 I think there is in the therapeutic team, and then six of us in the business support.
We're here within the building where Vision makes its home. Just be our eyes and ears for a second or two, if you will, Katie. What have we got here then? Well, how is the complex made up? What have you got exactly?
Currently, we're sat in the waiting room. So the building's got 5 counselling rooms, and then there's a few meeting rooms as well that can be used for both. So they hold parent workshops in this space as well for the larger ones. And then we've got the counselling office, the initial contact team, which is like the contact people.
And you've also got, just to my left here, the most amazing mural.
Our mural was a concept from one of our young people's groups called Our Vision. So we have a group of young people aged 14 to 19 who meet every other week, either here in Congleton or over in Crewe. And they come up with projects and things to help break down the stigma of mental health, I suppose, and to speak out to other young people who may want to use our service. And the mural was painted with their ideas. They wanted a central tree, as you can see, that says you're not alone, wanting to get that message out to all young people that whatever they're feeling, they're not going through it alone if they come to Vision. We have all 4 seasons of the year, which they feel represent mental health. There can be the stormy times, the stormy dark times, the bright sunny times. And under the storm clouds, you can see there's a Vision umbrella. And we invite young people to have a photograph under the umbrella to show that Vision is there to protect them from the storm. Here at this end, we have a tree which is going into autumn. You can see the leaves are falling off the tree. And there's pegs on the wall. So people can take a leaf out of our basket over there and they can draw a nice picture, colour it in, or they can write a message on there. Either a message of support to other young people or a message of thanks to Vision for what they've helped them with. So
it's absolutely beautiful. Something you just said a few moments back, and I just want to focus in on that, Linda. You talk about stigma when it comes to mental health. Mental health of a young person, of an adult. It's a broad canvas that we're talking about here. How big a stigma is the subject of mental health, well-being amongst young people? Because without wishing to stereotype, people will say, well, young people, sometimes getting them to talk, it's not easy.
I think young and old, it can be difficult to get people to talk. And I think the stigma has always been there. I think it's still there. And supporters of Vision, young people that come to Vision, the families that come to Vision, us as staff members, we're all taking that step towards breaking down that stigma. Some young people won't feel comfortable talking about what they've been through, and that's absolutely fine. You know, everything we do here is confidential as well, and that's for them to choose when and when they want, if and when they want to speak out. But we do try and share stories of people's mental health. We put tips out there for how people can deal with their own well-being. We talk about sharing stories and sharing our news that we put out there. And the more we communicate and the more Vision is seen out and heard out in the community, the more hopefully we'll chip away at that and people will not feel alone with how they're feeling with their mental health. And yeah, we're going to keep going.
You're doing some brilliant work. Katie, just how difficult is it to get a young person to step forward and initially talk about mental health issues that they might have? Because there's a lot of peer pressure for a young person in 2024, is there not?
I would say yes and no. Obviously, there's lots of people out there promoting or speak up and talk about how you're feeling, but I think it's the way that we react to each other when we do. So I think as a young person myself, there's so many people out there going, oh, speak up, but it's understanding and knowing how people are going to react to you when you do that kind of determines whether you will. So if you know that there's a service out there like Vision, or if you know that you've got a support system already in place that'll help you, that really benefits you wanting to come out, and it'll give you the nudge to make you feel comfortable to do that.
It's getting that message out there, and the more people that are talking about it, the easier your job, would I be right in saying?
Yes, definitely. That's why we do a lot of the community events that we do, getting out, just people seeing the brand Vision and seeing our name really helps the young people, so that if they ever need to use the service, they think, oh, I've seen someone who can help me. Or if they have a friend or someone else that they know that needs to use us, then they know of us.
Getting out there within the community is key. I know there are several campaigns that you run across the course of any given 12-month period. Tell me a little more.
So there's lots of things that we run throughout the year. We have challenge events, like the skydive that we run biannually. So we've got two of them a year. And then we've also got the Snowden at Night trek that we run throughout the year as well. This year we've launched our very first Wear What You Want Day campaign. So we're launching it Children's Mental Health Week. The idea is you wear exactly what you want, express your individuality, whoever you are as a person, literally wear whatever you want, just donate what you can, and we're showing support for children's mental health.
Fantastic ideas you've got, and you put out there each and every month across the course of a calendar year. Well done, the work that you do. This is a bit of a toughie, just to ask you here very, very quickly, Linda, as we've spoken about the stigma that many young people are faced with, and quite rightly, as you bounce back, anybody finds it difficult to talk about mental health. I'm careful with the wording that I use here, and I don't even know whether I've got this correct, but can you actually talk me through the care journey of an individual and the service, if again that be the right word, the service that is offered by Vision?
Yeah, so we know that everybody's journey will be different, but the start of that journey is the same for everyone. It's that bravery to pick up the phone to our initial contact team, and once they do that, we're with them all the way through their journey then. It could be that a young person is coming to us with anxiety, low mood, maybe they're self-harming, maybe they're having thoughts of suicide. We've worked with young people going through all of those things before. We can help. So all of those things will be impacting on their day-to-day lives and the relationships with maybe parents, family, friends. It could be affecting the behaviour or attendance at school. And we want them to kind of go on their own journey, if you like. So we can offer counselling, that's one-to-one sessions for up to 12 weeks. We can offer mentoring, and that will be helping them set goals for them to work towards. We do workshops, so those workshops can be with a group, and they come every month to the same group of young people who are like them and going through similar situations. And again, it really emphasises that you're not alone in what you're going through. And we also do parent workshops. So it's great that we arm our young people with the tools to help them go on and build their resilience. But if they're going home to an environment or back into a school environment that doesn't support their needs, then that's just not going to work long term. So we work with parents to do parent workshops. And that can be around many subjects. We had one this week around self-harm and parents understanding why their children do that and how to support them with that. We do ones around supporting your child in the online world. When I was younger, I didn't grow up with all of these things. And so we need to not stop children using them. We need to show them the safest way to use social media, and parents can help in doing that as well. We do parent workshops on helping your child navigate their sexuality, anxiety. There's loads. There's about 20, isn't there, that we cover. It could be parental separation and how to support your child through a breakdown of a relationship. But yeah, we work with the young people until they hopefully have those tools to move on and kind of empower themselves in the future. So.
And something you touched on a few moments ago, whenever it comes to mental health, and it really doesn't matter the age of any individual. I know we're focusing here on the needs of mental health needs of children and young people, but there will always be that ripple effect. It's going to affect your parents, your grandparents. It's going to affect close friends, work friends as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We worked with 1,664 young people last year, and we also supported over 500 parents with that. So it shows that the parents need that support. Our children aren't born with handbooks, unfortunately. So, yeah, we sometimes need to ask those questions as parents and know what to do.
I want to thank both of you, Katie and Linda, for allowing us to pop along and meet you as members of the team of Vision. The one thing I take away from this interview, from this chat we've just had about mental health, predominantly about children and young people, is that when it comes to mental health, it's never, ever going to be a case of one size fits all. Everybody's unique. Everybody is different in their needs. Am I right in saying?
Yes, definitely. And that's why we offer so many services. We have an open access appointment to the start of the journey. And then they use that to determine what's the next step for that young person. And that can really help to decide whether they need more than one aspect of the service or whether one route is the best way to go down.
And Katie, what would you say to a young listener to Blue Sky Radio who's listening to the chat we're having here, thinking, you know, things aren't good. I need some help. I need some support. From what Linda said a few moments ago, arguably the hardest thing is to pick up a phone to speak to someone. What advice would you give to somebody who is finding it tough for whatever reason?
I think just having the conversation with someone you're comfortable with, speak out to someone, and then have your conversation. And if you need to just pick up the phone, like that's always going to be the hardest step, but it's the first step to feeling better.
I think when you do pick up the phone to Vision, we have three ladies, Jane, Belinda and Fleur. They've been doing the job for many, many years, and you will have that initial conversation with them. And they're the loveliest ladies. They're really, really lovely ladies. And they will make sure you have your open access within 10 days. So not only is our service free for young people, there's no huge long wait. So you'll hear in the media that the Children and Adolescents Mental Health Service, known as CAMHS, they've got long waiting lists at the moment, and young people are struggling to get appointments. With Vision, it is within 10 days that you'll have an open access session and we'll start you on that journey. So from that initial phone call, you'll be given an appointment and it'll be the maximum of 10 days before you're seen. So
it's been fascinating to find out a little bit about Vision, supporting the mental health of children and young people, also their families. As I mentioned earlier, the Vision organisation is based both in Crewe and Congleton. We're here today in Congleton at Fellowship House. Katie, how do we find out more if somebody wants to contact Vision, be it that they need direct help and support themselves, or perhaps they're listening to what we're discussing here and thinking, actually, that is acutely close to a concern I have about perhaps another member of my family. How do we get in touch?
To use the service, you can call 01260 290 000, or you can follow us on social media. So we're on Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn, and then you can also check out the website for any more information.
Katie, Linda and that fabulous team of support you have behind you, thank you for allowing us to pop along today. Thank you for breaking it all down and telling us a little bit more about Vision. Continued success with the wonderful work you do.